Welcome to Shulchan Machshava and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sam Yaakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Baso, Daf Ayin Beis. In Amud Aleph, the Gemara wants to say that Reb Shimon is going like Rabbi Akiva. And the Rishbam explains why Reb Shimon go based on Rabbi Akiva. Because Reb Shimon is one of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had five Talmidim. He quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that says there's five Talmidim to Rabbi Akiva. Who are the five Talmidim Rabbi Akiva? So the Rashbam over here says the following list. He says it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and the fifth one is Rabbi Nechemia. That's the Rashbam over here by us. As the Agos here points out, if you look there in Yevamis, it doesn't say Rabbi Nechemia. It says Rabbi Lozom and Shemoya. The fifth name that's mentioned in Yevamis is not Nechemia. But you see over here that the Rashbam had a different girso. The Rashbam had a girso of Rabbi Nechemia. And this has to do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. So there, the Gemara also brings this list, not regarding Rabbi Akiva, but it says there that Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, he was soimech five Tamei Chachamim, gave them smicha. And who are the five Tamei Chachamim? So it says Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara says, Blozom and Shemoya, Revaya Moisif Avram Nechemia. So you see over here, Blozom and Shemoya and Nechemia were interchangeable. And that may be the source of this two-year source, who is the fifth Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And this negates very much to an unbelievable word that Rami Shapir Zatzal used to say in the name of Rabbi Nachman Mendel Mishiklov, the big Talmud of the Gro. We know that Be'er Shel Miriam, the Be'er of Miriam represents the Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's brought down in the Arizal. Hoil Moshe Be'er is a Torah Hazois, Be'er is the explanation of Torah. Be'er Shel Miriam, that's the concept of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and the water coming out of the Selah represents the Mayim of Torah that comes out from the rock. It says in Shir HaBe'er, what happened to Be'er Shel Miriam? It says Be'er Shel Miriam went, and it was put into the Kinneret. That's what's brought down over there. And that's the pshat that Yom HaShel Tver brings Rashi in the Sea of the Galil. That's where the Be'er Shel Miriam was. Ramosh always used to mention what says in the Shivchei Ha'ari, that Reb Chaim Vital, when he came to learn by the Arizal, he couldn't understand the Arizal's Torah until the Arizal took him in a boat, took him into the Kinneret, and gave him a little bit to drink from Be'er Shel Miriam, which was in the Kinneret. So the pasuk says over there, "Venishkavo al pnei hayishimun." If you want to go and see Be'er Shel Miriam, you could see it from the place called Yishimun. Rashi explains, if you stand on the place called Yishimun, you'll be able to see Be'er Shel Miriam. What does that mean? You stand in the Yeshimoin, and you're able to see Be'er Shel Miriam. So this is Rabbi Nachman Mendel Mishiklov. Yeshimoin is Rosh Tevois of the five Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. Yehuda, Shimon, Yossi, Meir, Nechemia. Yeshimoin. So Yeshimoin is connected to the five Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. And Kedu Rabbi Akiva is Yisoid Shoyrish Torah Sheba'al Peh. So his Talmidim are our connection to Torah Sheba'al Peh. How do we connect to Be'er Shel Miriam? We connect the Be'er Shel Miriam through the Yeshimun. Lord Niflo Me'oid in Remez of the Pasuk. But you see over here that this goes based on the gears of the Rashbam and Ardaf, that the fifth Talmud of Rabbi Akiva was Nechemia, that's the Nun of the Yeshimun, and Arab Lozor ben Shemoya. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.